Now I come to my keynote. Yes, I prepared the keynote because it's short. Merkle trees. So, cat point. Now I want to be such a cool nerd conference, so I hold a keynote. So everyone thinks for 5 minutes about a big problem and then never again. That's what keynotes are about. So what have you become? Over the year, like last year, we were always bragging about the web and how it's ugly and Gopher's better, because it's really declining. I mean, Google is removing ad blocking. It's actively against user friendliness. It doesn't like extensions. Mozilla openly hates its users. It forces you into cloud access. Web browsers can't be secured anymore. It's impossible, because WebAssembly. Anyone has tried to secure WebAssembly? It's not possible. Programming is declining too. I mean, there are now all kind of stack developers. Full stack, half stack, 1/4 stack, nano stack. I don't know. What else is there? And most people never have seen actually what's executed on a CPU, so they just waste time. Nano stack. And people write, for example, front ends for ECG and pacemakers. Yes, web front ends in critical systems. I don't really think that's what we want. So where will this complexity spiral end? In an implosion? An explosion? Or will it stay? So how do we keep things going? Bitrush is about keeping other ideas alive. It has a history, it has a now, and it has a future. Of course, depending on the people. And it's like Gopher. Gopher has a history, a now, and a future. Because we keep what we were, we extend it, but we never change it completely, like the web idea. Always change, always change. So what else stuff can we keep for future generations? Like Bitrush, we keep Gopher to have another idea of the web. Like we have Suckless and Bitrush to keep another idea of software. What else? Maybe think about it. What could we preserve? Like there's this BBS things. Like the people keep hardware, just so future generations actually don't forget about it. So, this was a short keynote. Thank you very much. Everyone applauds. Ooh. Let's see what's the next talk. I think the next one is about the cat point, if I'm right. Anyone still following me here? Oh, permission denied. Wow, thank you. I will do it different. Yes, yes, it doesn't work because I'm logged in as presenter. I have to do it as 20H. I will do it on another console. Get 2 point. Ah. No cat point, I think. State of Bitrise. Ah, State of Bitrise. Yeah, you're right. State of Bitrise. Yes, that's more funny. Oh, there's a question? Where? Ah, Manu has a question.
Yes, are there web interfaces for these medical devices we named pacemakers and ECG? So can you control these devices via the web? Or
he's asking if there's a web control of some pacemakers. No, actually I'm talking about something else. There's an open device movement. The first thing they did was putting some Java stack on a Raspberry Pi and use this to control the ECG. And for displaying, they're using web. This is what I'm talking about.